his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, wild horses could not drag me away. I get David Knight, my reporter, in here with all these video clips we're going to play in the next segment. He starts talking about how they're telling pro-life groups you can't protest. They're telling people, well, you got to go out and be pro-abortion half the time. Your free speech, they can't tell you what to do. Anytime I try to demonstrate around the country, the cops come up and go, where's your permit? And I go, it's the First Amendment. You know, this city, this county's lost lawsuits over this. The free speech zones have been thrown out. Paul Watson has been contacted by the police in Watford. He lives like 70 miles away on the other side of London, a suburb southern. This is a suburb northern, northwestern. They want to drop by his house and talk to him. And they want to talk to me. And so I guess I'll call him up this week about what are you planning in England? They know. But it's like acting like we're doing something wrong. A bunch of global crooks meeting in secret to decide policy. It's come out. They've been indicted before over Lockheed Martin scams, you name it. We want to cover a mafia event. And then it's like we're bad.
It's intimidation.
Well, yeah, it doesn't intimidate us. So I'm going to call tomorrow for a massive demonstration, folks. You've got to go to London. Even if they try to block me getting there, I'm going to have my people there. They're not going to stop me. But it's like, how do these people sell their families out? Well, they're hired guns. But let me tell you, hired guns, when everybody sells out, the bottom falls, and you become North Korea, you're going to wish, all of you that serve evil. That's one thing I've noticed in history and life, David. People that serve evil always have it come back on them. So I start ranting and hyperventilating. And I invited you up here. You can't even get to your points. But people, I think, understand it's because I am just so blown away by this. And I think the outrage is beginning. I want to come back with all the news on the immigration bill, the rest of it, the next segment. But do you think this, because I've been feeling the tipping point and seeing it, I think either it tips and we reverse, or we just accept it like Mexico or Russia, that we're living under corruption and it's a fate worse than death.
Well, that's exactly it. I hope we have reached the tipping point. And there's hope that it's gotten to such an absurd point. When they ask for the contents of your prayers, I mean, how much more absurd does it have to get? How much more intimidating? And the question is,
where's the Fifth Amendment?
Exactly. They say, well, we don't have to worry about tyranny. Isn't intimidation, prior constraint, denial of due process, isn't all that stuff?
That's how it always begins. That's why demonstrations aren't big anymore, because they'll try to put you in jail for it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They'll constrict you to one little free speech corner that's far away from
you. And by the way, police, when you're part of this, you literally are burning down your own future.
I mean, that's right. That's right. They intimidate people. You know, when I hear this, I think about the words from the Simon and Garfunkel song, "We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files." You know, "We'd like to help you learn to help yourself." I mean, it's gotten to the point, though, that when they ask this kind of stuff and when they single out groups that are opposed to them, people who have been passive, who have been a part of this, who have just acquiesced to this just to get along so they could keep their tax deduction for their church or whatever, they've got to understand where this is headed. They've got to see where we are now, and they've got to do something for their children's future. This is the sort of thing that they have to wake up for. The Bible says that when there's a period of restoration, God will turn the father's hearts towards their children. Now's the time.
Well, it is now the time, and people have gotten into religion of being cowards, and we just want to win souls instead of rocking the boat. You're not going to win any souls preaching what you're preaching, and your children aren't going to be safe, you fools.
That's right.
You are destroying yourself by your acquiescence. You are opening the gate.
When you're totally divorced from the realities of what's going on in society, when you let everybody... When you let them steal your freedoms, when you let them establish this kind of tyranny, that's when you have to wake up at this point. Let's take a clip from Representative Mike Kelly, and I hope that he's really serious about this. I hope he's not just grandstanding to get a standing ovation. He got a standing ovation from this. I hope he really sincerely believes this. I hope he's going to do something about it.
Well, no, he seems...
Just wait for the congressman to do something about it. We've got to do something.
Absolutely. We're going to break. We're going to come back and play that in your final segment and get more into the immigration bill, and then I'll get into all the other clips where they're now saying on HBO with Bill Maher and the self-propelled stomach that Michael Moore, that if you do not do everything they say, it's treason. I mean, that is the essence of authoritarianism. And again, these people are conscious authoritarians. They're not liberals. There's a lot of well-meaning liberals that are like, Let's teach equality to your five-year-old so people don't get bullied. But it's not meant for that.
You prepare gardeners. Here comes another growing season. But don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Video interview with Mike Judge last week, who has been a longtime listener of the show. We've been a longtime fan of his. King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, Extract, Office Space, Idiocracy, and he even got political, which he never does. That's going to be airing Thursday on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's about a 50-minute interview, but we'll cut it down to about an hour. That will premiere Thursday here on the syndicated radio broadcast. Now, if you just joined us, I got a bunch of other Benghazi news, police state news. I'm going to get into this cancer rates exploding. So why don't we talk about why it's increasing instead of like everybody, you know, we might get brain cancer. Let's remove our brains. Eye cancer is up. Retina cancer. Let's remove our eyes. Breast cancer is up. Let's just remove our breasts. Colon cancer is up. Let's remove our colon. I mean, I guess for government officials, that might be good. They could have a what do you call having your brain removed for your health? I guess they're coming out with vaccines. Now, we've been bantering back and forth in the last 30 minutes, but the other points before we shift gears out of the IRS situation, with this clip that you were talking about, Representative Mike Kelly, tell folks about this.
Yeah, hopefully, I want people to listen to this. He got a standing ovation with this, and he's talking to them. He basically says, is there anything that you can't ask? In other words, trying to get a sense from the IRS official there, is there anything that you think that the law prohibits you from doing? And it's pretty amazing to hear what the guy says. So let's take a look at that.
Yeah, let's see this clip.
Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you, is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question? I am more concerned today than I was before, and the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. If you're on the other side of the fence, you're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes into you, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America. I yield back.
All right.
So, Infowars.com reporter David Knight, I mean, the IRS takes your house, your bank accounts without even the fake IRS court saying so, and it's a kangaroo court, not a real constitutional court. So when it's criminal and they actually bring a case against you, at least there's a puppet jury they bring in. The IRS takes bank accounts and just laughs at people while the ultra-rich, I'm going to cover this later, are exempt, lobbying for more taxes on us. But absolutely, the IRS wants to know your prayers. I mean, the reason the IRS is being used to run health care and everything now and getting our health care records is because they are the lawless criminal group, and they've gotten away with bloody murder. And so, yes, they're the group everyone fears. They will be the Gestapo.
Well, they operate under the presumption that you're guilty, and you have to prove your innocence. I mean, that's exactly the upside-down opposite of what our law says.
But then you can't even prove it.
They've done that over and over again. And so the IRS has really been at the forefront of destroying our civil liberties and due process. And it was... They picked up the ball with the DEA and the drug wars, and now we see this
asset forfeiture seizure where they pull an old lady over and she has $1,000 in her wallet, and they just take it, no judge, no jury.
Now,
that's North Korea, man, and everybody's like, "Well, America isn't a tyranny yet." Yes, it is, and then we're going to get in more trouble till you admit it, America.
Then they step it up even higher with the war on terrorism. So each one of these organizations is stepping it up to another level.
And now they're saying that the terrorists aren't Al Qaeda; it's the Tea Party and conservatives.
Right. You know, even Piers Morgan and Joe Scarborough realized that this IRS scandal has implications for the Second Amendment and the gun registration. And I think it's interesting to see not only the pattern of tyranny, but the idea that all of these major legislative pushes that Obama's is pushing through, every single one of them comes with calls for a lot more information to be kept on the American people.
Well, take the new census, totally unconstitutional. Businesses get a yearly one where they ask all these questions that they couldn't make you ask in a criminal investigation. It's all fraudulent. Just bureaucrats seeing what you'll do and then threatening you.
And when you do that, if you go in and you start to tell them the contents of your prayers or any of the other ridiculous...
It empowers them.
It empowers them because when they were going in and telling these groups, some of the more prosaic things that they were asking were things like, tell us everything that you plan on passing out at future meetings, all the politicians that you're going to talk to and so forth and so on.
It's a chilling effect.
If you give them any kind of answer that they can later claim that you lied to them on, okay, you basically committed perjury. So it's essentially not only intimidation, but it's also entrapment. But think about, we talked about how gun control, they're focusing on registration and database collection. Look at this immigration law they're coming out with. Over and over again within that bill, and it's a huge bill.
It's national biometric ID card for us, and the illegals are exempt.
Absolutely. Well, they're putting it in there as a condition for the illegals, but they're also...
But they always waive it. They always waive it.
Yeah, they're also going to have this be a national database where the Social Security Administration is going to collect all this information on you and your biometric information before you're going to be allowed to get a job, because they're going to have to determine whether or not you're an illegal alien, and they're going to use all that biometric information for passports. So they're going to use it to control whether you can get in and out of...
Meanwhile, Obama has already, by fiat, stopped the deportations and is just legalizing them anyways.
Right. So what they're doing is, again, what they're doing is they're using this false facade of the immigration bill to establish a biometric tyranny, a tyranny where they're going to have us have to get permission and the okay of the Department of Social Security and other government organizations in order to have a job.
Oh, well, they admit that already goes on, but now it's going to be more.
Oh, it's going to be formalized.
They want the biometrics, which they already have through the driver's license, federalized national ID, because you're going to go thumbprint or face print, you know, digital photo when you buy and sell. They say if you're not a good globalist, you're not even going to be able to buy and sell. Gee, I heard of that before, but the preachers won't talk about it because that's political.
Exactly.
And they won't talk about how they're going to try to recruit five-year-olds into sexual activities in the public schools because that's political. And they won't talk about anything because that's political.
So maybe this will be a wake-up moment for them. Maybe when they see the kinds of actions of the IRS, they will believe that this biometric information that the government is now looking for to make everyone have to get permission from Washington to get a job, to travel, to do anything, maybe that will be a wake-up call now for the churches. Hopefully it will. Some of the people have to wake up and do something.
Well, the churches just go, that means the end of the world's next week. But
right.
Then it's not going to happen.
Right, yeah. That's the sad part about it. So many of them look at it. They have this eschatology that says that they're not going to go through any trouble, and so they look at this as a positive thing that they actually want to see happen. And that's one of the things that makes them passive. It's not just the IRS. It's also,
and of course, the pre-tribulation rapture was not taught until about 150 years ago.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, a five-year-old can read the Bible, and it clearly is not there.
Right. The Darby sisters. Yeah. It's very sad.
I mean, even if you're not a Christian, folks, supposedly 77% of this country calls themselves that. The Bible is clear that the Antichrist comes, wages war on the saints, overcomes them. There's the biggest revival ever. And then the dead in Christ are raised and the living in Christ are raised. And I mean, it's after the archangel ties up the devil and all that. I mean, it just isn't there. But your whore preachers work for the New World Order and are going to sell you straight to hell.
Well, you got to ask whether a very complicated eschatology ought to trump the basic moral principles that are taught in the Bible.
Oh, God's going to say, I don't know you. Yeah, let's just say there's a pre-tribulation rapture. You're not going to fight any of this tyranny because you all go basically to your social club of the church to all feel good about yourselves?
Martin Luther said, if I knew the world was going to end tomorrow, I would still plant a tree today. And that's the kind of mindset that Christians need to have. They need to understand the basic moral principles, that they need to fight for those as long as they're alive. And there's no excuse not to do that.
Well, we've become a nation of cowards, on average, who worship tyranny. And now it people notice their prosperity's going. That's why they're mad about the tyranny. And let me explain something to you. For every inch of tyranny they get, you lose an inch of freedom. And now they're gaining light years of tyranny, and you're losing light years of liberty. Thank you. David Knight.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the exact same handful of globalist megabanks that own the big insurance companies, that own the major infrastructure, that make their money off of government contracts and putting their own politicians in power, they were the ones all over Europe taking people's private bank accounts of paid-for tax money, after-tax money. They are the ones then that exempt their own operatives in government and corporations from all the taxes. And that's why I get so upset. This is lawless criminality. I've watched them do it in Latin America, in Asia, in Europe. The very same people. And I've interviewed professors of economics and the number three in the Japanese government and top EU parliament members concurring with my analysis, with their analysis. This is not my opinion. I'm a person that literally eat, sleeps, drinks, and dreams this stuff. All I do is research. And that's what's frustrating. I then talk to the general public. You're not stupid on average, new listeners. You just don't care and aren't informed about geopolitics. And you don't know about due process, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. You probably haven't interviewed over 100 constitutional lawyers like I have on air. I live this stuff. I live case law. I live history. I live it. I live it. To quite frankly an embarrassing level. I was at a two-hour music recital, different groups of kids up there at a big facility today, and I was sitting there, except when my kids came out, listening to law tapes for 2 hours because I can't help it. I cannot sit there and watch people dance for 2 hours. I had to listen to law tapes while I was there. And I'm not bragging. It's just that it freaks me out to be absolutely confirmed in all of this. I mean, it is devastating how much danger we're in. And then people are like, well, the IRS is intimidating people. I guess we are in trouble. Man, if you knew how much trouble we're in, we would fix this very quickly. Where is your common sense? Gazelles run from lions. Deer in the forest of northern India, run from the Bengal tiger. I mean, just at least run from it. But running from it doesn't mean crouching. Does a gazelle to a lion get in front of it and grovel? And then the lion is nice to them. That's what you're doing. I mean, if you want to run from this, I would respect that more. Out of the fire, into the frying pan. Other countries are under the same tyranny as well. I would respect it more. But just the groveling and I'll get ahead toadying, you have empowered this. And man, I watch over the last 7 years where they've been changing laws and regulations and have already been taken. They've already spent all the federal pension funds. They're now paying for it with treasury notes and totally worthless garbage. I mean, folks, there's no way. I sat there this morning after I had
swim some laps at a swimming pool in Austin. And I laid there and listened to a group of school teachers talk about how they couldn't pay their bills with what they were paid and how the government owed them more. And there was more money and how these people are out of work in their family. You don't work for the government, but it'll be okay. And I'm sitting there going, hey, we've been signed on to $2 quadrillion in fake derivatives debts. That's, let's be honest, let's be conservative. I don't know what, it's like 30, 40, 50 times all the wealth in all the world. Some estimates are over 100 times. Let's just say it's a lot more than we can pay back, and it isn't our debt. We've got a $17 trillion debt ourselves. The domestic product isn't $17 trillion a year. Our credit rating is being lowered, and this was all done by design. I had economists on, like George Humphrey, former Austin City Council member, but that's not why I'm impressed by him. He's a successful businessman who owns stuff all over the world, lives all over the world. I'm not going to even get into how much money he's probably worth. So busy, he can't even come on this show, living all over the world. And I remember interviewing him in 1998, and he laid out everything was going to happen. Derivatives, the quadrillion, the whole plan, the plan to implode us, and it all happened. Ron Paul, same thing, all happened. And I'm sitting here loving this country and loving freedom and going into debt bondage, and I see the childlike public having no idea how much trouble we're in. I want to go to a bunch of clips. We got guests coming up. Adam Kokesh has been arrested. You know, the guy that called for an armed peaceful march on Washington to exercise the Second Amendment and civil disobedience. But let's go to some of these clips. Here's Obama saying, don't worry about tyranny. And then I'll get to the new clips. Here is Obama saying, don't worry about tyranny. When that's 180 degrees from what the founders said. Here it is.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
All right, that's enough. Tyranny's always lurking around the corner. Hell, it's in our lap right now, and it's crushing us. It weighs like 5,000 pounds. I want it off my back. Now, let's go to a clip. The whole clip's up on InfoWars.com, because it's incredible. And it's Bill Maher, and it's Michael Moore. We're going to analyze it and critique it here. And they're saying it's treason to try to repeal Obamacare and have 37 different House members introduce bills. That's their right as elected representatives of the people to try to repeal that unconstitutional monstrosity written by foreign insurance companies that have doubled the rates to rape people. And they lie on the show and say it's lowered rates, like their audience is idiots. Then Michael Moore goes, it doesn't matter. The conservatives have been defeated. Look at the demographics. The demographics of people from countries that have no freedom, that think the government's their friend. They don't think that. They're thinking short term. I mean, demographics, the Republicans aren't going to save us. Their establishment as well at the highest levels. But the Tea Party type people, that's who all of them are after. So let's go to this disgusting clip where Michael Moore says America doesn't want guns. Here it is.
What about trying to repeal it for the 37th time? Is that a wise use of our resources and time? I mean, it's at some point, obstruction becomes, I don't know, treason. You know, I mean, they've also blocked Obama's
shipping guns.
The EPA. There's no
shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment as treason.
You know, at some point, it just becomes more about hating him than loving your country.
No, hit pause. I hate America.
Hit pause.
That's really what it is.
It's hating America. I'm going to play the rest when we come back and then go to our guest. It's hating America. Let me tell you something. If we had a black president that was like Ron Paul, I would wash his feet. I could. What makes me mad is I really don't care what color you are. The problem is they now attach in the media what color you are is what you're supposedly to stand for. Like, oh, owning guns and owning your own property and running your own life, that's an old white guy thing. You know, we're the winning team. We're the Hispanics and the black people, and we like Che Guevara and communism. And I'm like, do you know what communism produces? It's not communism. It's just a group of thugs running things. I want liberty for Mexico. I want liberty for Argentina. I want liberty for Nigeria. In my heart, I have goodwill. But I also know if they don't have liberty, I'm not going to have it intellectually. We're going to come back to the disgusting demon. Can't even say his name, Michael Moore.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Certainly is, my friends. Briefly here, we are expanding our news gathering operation, getting more reporters, producing films. We have the nightly news, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are just going 110% in the face of tyranny, because we have a chance of really hitting flashpoint, jump point, and waking this country and the world up. And as America goes, so goes the rest of the world. They used to say, as Texas goes, so goes the nation.
Well, as Texas goes, so goes America. And as America goes, so goes the world. Because we're not perfect, but compared to other countries, we've had a bigger share of freedom, and that's why we've been so successful. 5% of the world's population had half the wealth. Bring in collectivism, we're now about 30% of the world's wealth in just 20 years. We need to reverse that now. And we sell the very best books, videos, T-shirts, documentaries, pro-Second Amendment info, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. We have The Keep or Not to Keep, written by Pastor Chuck Baldwin and Tim Baldwin, his constitutional lawyer's son. Very powerful book to give anti-gun preachers. They're being brainwashed. We have the pro-gun Come and Take It T-shirts. We have Richard Belzer's new book, Hit List. We have all the books on vaccines and how deadly they are. I don't know, it's got to be 1,000 items. Shortwave radios, the lowest prices. And Pro-Pure water filters, the best. It's what I use, what I researched, and I went out and got as a sponsor. The best stainless steel gravity-fed filters anywhere. The lowest price, 10% off, with promo code WATER. Promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Or when you call the toll-free number, tell them that. You get 10% off all the water filtration, but also the Life Straw, the Pro-Pure, you name it. 888-253-3139. And we get our message of liberty out the old-fashioned way. We sell and promote things we believe in, and if you believe in our message and our products, you voluntarily buy them and fund us. We're not the IRS taking it and giving it to the private Federal Reserve or MSNBC and stimulus money to then come out and attack the family and the Second Amendment. So vote with your dollars today, InfoWarsStore.com, and vote with your mouth and your email and your Facebook and your Twitter, which you're doing. There's a reason we're reaching. I don't even want to say how many people a week. It sounds insane. The point is we're reaching a lot of people. I'm really asking for it, too, let me tell you. 888-253. Hey, nobody can say at the end of this that I didn't stand up for liberty, though. 888-253-3139. Nobody can say I kissed the devil's stinking rump, either. Anyways, 888-253-3139, ladies and gentlemen, to support the InfoWar. And you can get 11 memberships in Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's each month. That's 55 cents per person. One membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously to see the nightly news, all the films, download them, see the video of the radio show. If you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, what is keeping you? And if you are a member, what's keeping you from giving gift cards with a username passcode you can share with everybody? PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, that's enough. Boom. It's mid-air refueling and the expansion of the operation here. I want to play these clips and go to our guest on this. And then Adam Kokesh locked up. He's at a marijuana legalization rally. Whether you support that or not, only 6% of Americans say lock up marijuana smokers. He was arrested. They singled him out because he's a pro-Second Amendment guy. We're going to break that down with our guest, his producers, here in a moment from their TV studio. But first off, let's finish this clip of Michael Moore, the host of the show, had just said there on Bill Maher's program that it's treason to not do what Obama wants. And then Moore says, we hate America. Because we don't want to just bring in 30 million people and give them free welfare and bankrupt the country and hand in our guns. And then he says Americans want to not have guns. In fake polls they've got. They've sold hundreds of millions of guns the last few years. Everybody's getting into guns. You're losing the culture war, scum. So they declare they're winning it in a giant hoax. Here it is.
No, they hate America.
You hate America, you piece of crap.
Yeah, I think these conservatives and right-wingers really, that for as much as they say they love this country, they hate it.
Hit pause.
They hate the government.
Hit pause. Back it up again. Man, you read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. It sounds like Alex Jones and Ron Paul. Okay? Not you. You read what the Soviets and the Nazis did politically. It sounds like you, Pig Moore. Pig Morris, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you make me sick what a liar you are. Just the outrageousness of an anti-American piece of crap like you. Excuse me. I'm trying to control myself. You know, yeah, his bodyguard, just on video back in 2004. He's out the street in New York. Go up, talk to him. I'm like 10 feet away. They elbow me. I elbow the guy right back. They like groaning back down. I'm like, yeah, you think I'm one of these people? You're going to punch me and not get it back, you scum? That guy's got 6 bodyguards with guns, but he doesn't think you have a right to own them. A piece of trash. Let's go back to the liar. Go back to him.
No, they hate America. That's really what it is.
Hate you.
Yeah, I think these conservatives and right-wingers really, that for as much as they say they love this country, they hate it. They hate the government.
I hate globalists like you taking it over.
No, well, it shouldn't be. The government's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, right?
But it's not.
So why is the government...
But it persecutes people with tax records, you piece of trash.
Because, Mike, it got taken over by a Kenyan socialist. That's why... That's why we need our guns.
From Cincinnati.
Yeah, we might have to take over the government.
Yeah. Listen, here's the good news.
Hey, boss.
I'm not as depressed about this.
It's all lies. We're going to our guest. It's all lies. Obama has 7 czars that have quoted Mao Zedong. That's the biggest mass murder in history. I mean, it's these creepy, weirdo authoritarians who just said it's tyranny not to do what they want. But that they're not tyrannical. That it's treason not to do what they want. And then he's such a liar. They later say the health care law is cutting health care costs in half when it's doubled it. That's even the White House admits it. They just think you're stupid. They're not liberals. I'm a real liberal, folks, who want to use a Thomas Jefferson term. Yeah, I'm an extreme right winger nowadays because all the terms are scrambled. Let's go back to this piece of trash. Let's go back to the clip here of Michael Moore.
They hate America. That's really what it is.
They hate America.
Yeah, I think these conservatives and right-wingers really, that for as much as they say they love this country, they hate it. They hate the government. They hate people.
But those are two different things, aren't they?
No. Well, it shouldn't be. The government's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, right?
That's the line. So Obama's like, don't worry about the government. It's the people. Here. There's no tyranny.
Because, Mike, it got taken over by a Kenyan socialist. That's why. That's why we need our guns.
From Cincinnati.
It's a southern accent. He's a bigot.
Yeah.
He's a bigot.
Listen, here's the good news.
That piece of trash thinks he's better than everybody.
You are, because as all the polls show, the next generation coming up, they don't agree with any of this nonsense.
And they got 5 times the cancer rate. You've done a good job on them.
The young people.
They're totally brain damaged.
They're not bigots. They're not haters.
Right.
81% of young adults support gay marriage. They support legalization.
Less religious.
Oh, it's Obama arresting all the pot smokers. I can't hear any more of it. Shut it down. All right, I'm going to our guest. I appreciate him holding. We're going to break here in a minute or two. But joining us are Lucas Jewell and one of the other hosts there of the show. Pardon me?
Daryl Young.
We're just going to go to you after the break. That way.
Cool.
Because I didn't know we were going to have 2 guests on, and that's great, but I'm going to get these names straight on a piece of paper when I come back after this break. We're going to find out exactly what has gone on with Adam Kokesh, again, who is a talk show host, been a frequent guest of the show. I don't cheerlead him having an armed march on Washington because I know they're going to try to set something up. And I know how the media will spin it, but I also understand they're right to have an armed march on Washington when the Supreme Court has ruled their anti-gun laws are unconstitutional there inside of D.C. So it's civil disobedience. Now, the police chief said famously a week ago, I'll arrest Kokesh and these people. We will allow protesting, which is civil disobedience, but we won't allow people with guns. Only the government can have guns. Civil disobedience is violating a law that's unconstitutional. You're violating the law arresting peaceful protesters in D.C. all the time and not allowing it. So she's like, I'll allow unarmed protesters, which you don't normally do because you're a color of law thug, but you won't allow other people to do that. So, again, they just think everybody's stupid. Civil disobedience was black people saying, I'm not going to sit at the lunch counter, at the black restaurant only. And they're not even or the black bathroom when it doesn't exist. That's the parking lot. I'm going to come into the so-called white restaurants and I'm going to order food at lunch, which was against the law, or I'm going to sit at the front of the bus. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, final segment. I appreciate our guest joining us for the Adam versus the Man radio TV show. Only 6% of Americans think marijuana possession should be punished with jail time. A new Reason Root poll put out by Reason Magazine found. And look, I'm not a big marijuana guy. I know George Soros promotes it because he wants to dumb the public down. It's kind of one of the few liberal things actual, you know, establishment people can push. It's like, yeah, gay marriage, have your marijuana. But libertarians have been saying decriminalize it forever because it's just used to put peaceful people in prison. Now, you know who Adam Kokesh is, a lot of you. He's a talk show host who says he's going to have an armed march peacefully on D.C. as, like I just said, like black people sitting at the front of the bus saying, I'm not going to sit at the back of the bus. If the Supreme Court said you can have loaded rifles in D.C., why can't we march 5 years later after that with the rifles? Others have said this will be used to provocateur and start some type of big event. I don't think the establishment wants that to happen. But I did warn Kokesh on and off air. I said, they're going to come after you. Now, he was in another city doing a marijuana demonstration, and they singled him out and tackled him and arrested him. And now to tell us what they're charging him with, what's happening, here it is. Philadelphia police arrest marijuana activist at peaceful demonstration. And joining us are Lucas Jewell, his producer, and his podcast producer, Daryl Young. Gentlemen, you've got the floor for the balance of this segment. I appreciate you coming on. Looks to me, on the like on the video, that they singled him out. What happened there?
Thank you for having us, brother. Now, for starters, this is our fifth rally that we had for Smoke Down. So for them to come and attack us now, there had to have been a reason. But we originally arrived in Philadelphia for our End of Fed rally, which started about 12 o'clock. So as us arriving in Philadelphia early, we noticed by the Liberty Bell, where we normally host these Smoke Down rallies, that they had a fence gate around the area where we normally stand and promote our peaceful Smoke Down rally. And early in the day, there was massive police there. And I guess there was an officer that had a, how should I phrase it, like a stack of paperwork. So my assumption is, hey, are those paperwork of people that they're going to be looking for in advance? Because we had never seen this area gated off as it was that day. So we walked around, asked all of the hosts of the event, did they request this gate to be surrounded the area? Nobody had any information.
No, they put it up as a non-escape thing for their prey.
Yes, sir. And on the gate, it did state, this area is for a rally for people that's going to be smoking a controlled substance. And nobody that hosted the event knew any information about this gate. So from the beginning, this seemed real fishy. So we had a meeting about 1 or 2 o'clock, just discussing if he was to get arrested, what would be our game plan, and how do we go about, you know, I guess, regrouping and making sure that everybody's okay. So as the event started, as we normally do, we light up about 4:20. Adam did not smoke anything. All of a sudden, they came and grabbed Adam and our brother N.A. Poe from the Panic Hour for no reason. They arrested other people for smoking, but Adam did not smoke anything. For anybody that's been following and or watching Adam, they know the reason why they picked him up. They have not provided any information on why they detained him. He was picked up by park rangers, brought to a police station. When we went to police station, they said they have no information to provide to us. That's just a holding cell. We went to the Fed building. Our assumption is that the federal agents have him. We have no information on his whereabouts. He has not contacted us.
Oh, my God. I would have gone to you earlier in the first of the show if I'd have known this. My goodness, he's disappeared. This is breaking news.
Alex, we have not made contact with Adam, but we do know where he's at. It's public information. It's on the Internet.
Okay.
But we have not been able to make contact. Supposedly, N.A. Poe, who was also arrested, has been able to make contact through a lawyer.
Sure. Well, they weren't using the opium the government ships in on C-130s publicly, or the cocaine they ship in on the major bank aircraft that Bloomberg reports on. So that's the reason they hate pot is it doesn't kill you like the other drugs, and they don't control it. But tell us where he is for people that may want to get in contact.
I don't have the exact address, but there is a federal jail located about a block or two away from the Liberty Bell Independence Hall.
I apologize. 700 and Arch Street will be the address to the jail that he's referring to.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I saw that in your Facebook yesterday. We had an article on Infowars.com. This is a big deal that it's a local state marijuana law and he's in a federal jail. This is huge, man. This is a big deal. Just the fact that the feds come in and grab him. So it was the Rangers that singled him out. And now what is this I hear they're claiming he resisted? Because the video, he didn't resist our government gods.
From the video shows that he peacefully raised his arms very civilly.
Well, that's to show that he doesn't have a weapon so they can't pop him, yeah.
Well, and also to show that he's nonviolent, you know, he's compliant. But our whole movement is about nonviolence. That's what the Liberty Movement
is about.
That's
why you're so evil, yeah.
Right. The whole movement is about nonviolence, and when the government tries to regulate what you can and cannot put into your own body, it's inherently violent. So, law...
Yeah, but I've seen the video.
Violent.
He puts his hands up. then they tackle him acting like he's done something. I mean, I've seen him with people on the ground doing nothing, stomp their brain in, and then charge him with assault. I mean, it's such a screwed up government, man. It's like North Korea, and now he's disappeared into a federal labyrinth in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir. We also, something I just want to clarify, a lot of people on the internet are talking about the Libertarian state Senate candidate, Don DeZarn. People are claiming that he planted something on Adam or anything like that. I just want to clear his name. I spoke to him earlier. I've watched the tape. And I can confirm that he didn't plant anything on Adam. And Adam actually doesn't have any drug charges. When I spoke to the people I spoke to, I was told it was just resisting arrest and failure to process.
Yeah, sure. The video you're talking about is it looks like one of the federal police is trying to put something in his pants or grab his belt, either or. So you're saying that guy's a Libertarian candidate?
No, you can see on, I don't know if we're watching the same angle, but you can see in one of the angles that it was Don DeZarn, who was actually speaker at the event, and he was being tackled. It looked like he was maybe going to grab Adam to keep his balance or something like that.
Oh, I get it. And then people thought it was a cop's hand. Okay.
Right,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I didn't think it looked like something was being planted by the cop either when we debated it, because it just looked like he's trying to grab his belt. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clear his name.
Yeah, we cleared it now. That's fine. I didn't even know the guy's name. So he's in this federal jail.
Correct. And me and Daryl and members of the Adam vs. the Man team will be going to Philadelphia tomorrow. We just got back today. We're here in Virginia, and we will be organizing individuals who wish to demand Adam's release. We will be there for when they set the bail, and we will get Adam out of custody as soon as possible. And when we do, be sure to give Alex Jones and InfoWars first dibs.
Yes, please come out there and show your support, because whether or not you support Adam Kokesh, this could be a friend of yours, this could be you that they illegally detain. We need to stand up now before it's too late, people. We need to stand up
now.
Yeah,
but he's saying he's going to march on D.C. He's at a, quote, federal park in Philadelphia. And then now, normally the feds would hand him over to local police if they claim something. They disappear him into a federal building when he's done nothing. This is a federal kidnapping.
Yes, sir, it is. Indeed, it is.
Yes, sir. And Alex, I just want to thank you for shedding light on this important issue.
No, please don't thank me. Listen, we're all hanging together, hang separate. Let's get back to this. You were there. We've seen the video. He's standing there in a suit. They come over and grab him. He puts his hands up. They throw him on the ground, and then he goes to jail. I mean, that's like Russia or something.
Yeah, also, it's kind of funny. I saw people who got arrested and then were released with citations. I saw people who were detained and then released without a citation. But I guess if you're a man demanding or calling for an armed revolt on D.C., you get a little bit of a special treatment.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, I got to say that this is really creepy, because how did it start? He's just standing there? That's what we see. And they grab him? I mean,
Adam was the keynote speaker, and he was delivering the final address, and we gave the call for everyone to light up. One person had already been arrested. And all of a sudden, these goons in funny costumes with shiny badges came and kidnapped our boss and friend.
Well, they take people's kids with badges. Maybe it's okay. Maybe anything government does is okay.
That's actually what the officer at the police station told us. He's an adult. Don't worry about where he's at. Is what she told us, angrily yelling at us. And we're just politely trying to get information on our close friend. She said, he's an adult. Are you a lawyer? Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Well, guys, we're going to have you on for a full hour tomorrow and take calls here, because I put you at the end of the show, and I didn't even realize that it was even worse than I thought. And see, it's kind of normal in America. Yeah, you go to a rally to speak, and you're not even smoking pot. You just disappear, and you disappear into a federal building. That's just how it is. You know, hey, where'd Bob go? Oh, he disappeared one time. Don't worry about it. NDAA. I want to get you guys set up to take phone calls tomorrow, and hopefully Adam will be back, but maybe he's at Guantanamo Bay. I mean, you know, unbelievable. Infowars.com, folks. The resistance starts there. Never give up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.